Simon, who is called Peter. I want to talk to you about how God uses the least likely, the quote-unquote weaker vessels to accomplish his work. In Matthew chapter 10, we see Jesus' 12 apostles named. The individual we are going to focus in on is Simon Peter. In Matthew 10 verse 2, the Bible says, "Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter." Did you know that Simon Peter was the first disciple that Jesus called? Matthew chapter 4 recalls this event, when in verse 18 the Bible says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he, that is Jesus, said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.'" Verse 20, "They immediately left their nets and followed him." The point that I'm trying to make here is to demonstrate that Simon Peter was a high-priority chosen vessel to be used by God. I think this is significant when we see the many failures and flaws that Peter demonstrated throughout the Gospels. There are perhaps times in our lives when we are asking God, "How can you possibly use someone like me? I've made this mistake, I've done that, I'm not educated in this area." I think, however, by looking at some of the failures of Simon Peter, it will bring us hope and encouragement. Before we look at some of Peter's flaws, I would like to say, though, that Peter did do many wonderful things throughout the Gospels. Regardless, let's learn from some of his mistakes. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23, we see Simon Peter rebuking Jesus regarding his death and resurrection. The failure Peter is most known for is his denial of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 74, the Bible says that Peter began to curse and swear, saying that he did not know the man, that is, Jesus. I would ask you, though, do you think Jesus was shocked that Peter had some flaws? Absolutely not. Jesus was well aware of Peter's flaws when he called him into the ministry. Despite Peter's shortcomings, the Lord knew that Peter had a tender heart, so he extended grace to him rather than remove him from his position. We see in Mark chapter 16, verse 7, after Jesus had been raised from the dead, giving orders to tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before them into Galilee. Thus, Jesus reaffirmed his choice in the failed disciple. If you want to know the rest of Peter's story in New Testament history, read Acts chapters 1 through 12. You will see how the Lord used him mightily to turn the world right side up. So how does this apply to us today? You see, God uses the quote-unquote weaker vessels to accomplish his will. God tells the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, after Paul is pleading with God to remove the thorn in his flesh, God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." God so often uses the unlikely so that God can receive all the glory. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." God doesn't send out an armored tank into a pack of wolves because God wouldn't receive the glory. God doesn't send out a mighty champion warrior to face Goliath, but rather a young boy who had complete confidence in his God. If you are feeling discouraged and wondering how could God possibly use you, take courage, because when you are weak, you are made strong in him. Please join me in prayer and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you that you choose to use the least likely. Thus, I am immediately qualified to be used mightily by you. Lord, I confess and repent of my past failures when I have grieved you. Please forgive me. I ask to be used powerfully for your glory, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.